Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. Grover Robinson is the mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
How did we do in the big rains? Did we have, I know every time there's a big rain, we're always worried about flooding, but over the years it's gotten sort of better and better every single time. There's been a bunch of infrastructure projects that your administration has overseen, the previous administration also. How did we fare this week?
I haven't heard anything other than the normal kind of when it first comes up. I mean, I've got nothing from our individuals. The usual places kind of come up, but they go down. I mean, obviously, we've got a big push. I think hopefully we've got some stuff I was talking with Brad Hynote about on Barrancas that we really would like to get sort of that to one of the last push areas. And also there's some stuff up in Scenic Heights. But generally, for the most part, we haven't had, I haven't heard any issues of flooding with some of the rains that we've had. I mean, we definitely have minor street flooding during the rains, but once they calm down, it all runs off.
Outstanding. Well, that's always the good news we like to hear. Something came up in the press conference, I think, briefly, or the agenda, I forget, but I wasn't able to ask about it, and I'm curious. The possibility of a speed reduction on Pace Boulevard, where and from what to what? Do you know? This is a TPO thing, right?
I can't remember the southern terminus. I was thinking is either Cervantes or Garden, but it goes all the way to Massachusetts. There's been an attempt. There have been a number of bike and pedestrian accidents on Pace.
Yeah.
Most of that section is in the county jurisdiction. We were supporting the county and happy to do so in any way we can. They apparently were working with FDOT District 3. I know Bike Pensacola is working on that. We were happy to support the effort. It's not a significant portion of it. It's not in the city, but it's in the county. But obviously we are working very diligently to make all of the west side, all of Pensacola, downtown, all the way up to the east. We've been trying to work to make our, it works for bikes and pedestrians. We hired our own, we've got our own person for dealing with that, Mike Z. So, we've been working hard supporting anything that becomes safer for bikes and pedestrians.
Well, but what, I mean, obviously Cervantes, the basic issue we learned there is that the street structurally is built for like 50. So you tell people to slow down, they won't until the street looks different. Same thing on Pace. I mean, it looks like a street you could go 50 on, and people...
I think...
What's the actual target speed limit there? What are they looking to slow it down to?
I think they were trying to slow it down from the 35, 30. So anyways, we're trying
it's
to work
30.
With them on that and see what we can do.
Okay.
But, that's what we're trying to move it down to. But I don't disagree. I mean, there's just been a number of people hit in that corridor, and our goal was to support the county any way we can.
Yeah, and
their
I mean, you
we're happy to support.
You know the reality as well as I do. Until pedestrians and bicyclists behave differently on a street that drivers think should be 50 miles an hour, you can't solve that just with signage, right? I mean, it's like Ciclovia. If you drive down Pace, there's bikes and people all over the place all the time. It's just that's the nature of it.
I think this is a first step in those I think at some point you might see something similar to what's going on with Cervantes going on in Pace, trying to take care of that. But that's
okay.
Going to be probably more of a county initiative, but we're happy to help.
Okay. The other, obviously, there's been a lot of attention paid to a couple of things related to the Five Flags history and the Confederate flag. First item, PPD badges / insignia. $300,000 seems like an awful lot, but I looked at the list of some of the things, and it's a lot of stuff. Will this come out of general fund? This won't be coming out of PPD money, right?
We have no intention of taking it out of PPD money. I mean, we were very clear when that recommendation came forward. We were very clear at this point right now. If this is something the public and the council want to do, the initiative is there. They can vote on this Thursday night. They can decide how they want to do it. We will not be taking it out of that fund. I found it interesting, some of the people, the comments. If you remember, there was a lot of comments when it first came out of the group. There were people went on the radio saying, the mayor needs to do this immediately. Well, we said, we're going to go check and see how much it costs. We'll figure out what's going on. But,
yep.
Now people are saying, oh, well, you just need to implement it over time. All right, how do you say – this is a problem. How do you have one officer with one badge and another officer with another badge? To me, this is either you're all in or you're all out. And at this point, the council needs to make that decision. They'll make the decision Thursday night. Whatever happens, happens, and we'll move forward.
And which, by the way, you know, the gradual rollout might work if you had a very, very small force or a very, very small number of insignia that were in use. And, for example, as we've seen with the fire department, Chief Craner has been gradually adapting over time to the Florida flag, not the Confederate flag. But that's easy for her because it's a much smaller scale of changeover, right?
I mean, she would say this isn't even – when I talked to her after the press conference, she said this isn't apples to oranges. This is apples to brake fluid. It's that different between what it is with PPD and PFD. It's not even close in PFD. I mean, they don't have nearly the stuff. It's a much smaller rollout. It's not on individual. It's a patch on theirs. It's not in anything dealing with badges.
Yeah.
They have many fewer cars. So it's a much easier transition at that way at PFD. At PFD, it's just not going to be that easy. I mean, it either we all do it in or we don't do it, and the council has to make that decision.
You know, one of the other things that came up, but it did not get approved as an agenda item, which I think it'll just come back in a week or two, is Sherry Myers wanted to also remove the Chipley Monument in the square downtown on Palafox. You know, I know in the past you have obviously preferred to keep history and educate, but just your sense of things, I mean, where is this going? Is that going to be removed at some point too, do you think?
Did you see it get any support
not
on
yet.
The gender review anchor?
Not yet.
At this particular time, I don't see anything along those lines. I mean, it would have to be, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's up to council. I mean, whatever they want to do, I did not see council support on that.
All right, very good. And we're talking to Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. We got news yesterday that the ferries are, in fact, approved to start operation again this Friday with early in the morning, going Monday through Thursday anyway next week, that they're going to be actually commuters' hours, right?
That's the deal I was most excited about. As you know, Andrew, every Monday I talk about that at my press conference, and then something happens, it doesn't happen. So this Monday we didn't talk about it, and sure enough, it's ready to go.
That's
so,
right.
So you know, that's why we did not. I told Casey we're not talking about it, and sure enough, we didn't talk about it, and it came out, and it's going to work. So that's been our frustration. Every time we're told it's going to happen, and then we announce it, and nothing happens. So glad to see it's finally coming to fruition. The exciting part is also obviously the bridge. Hearing last week that everything is basically in. It just needs a cure for the two lane, and they're working diligently to get the four lane. It would be nice if we could get some. If we get some good weather, but you know they're also now working on the landing. I have seen since we had the press conference on Monday. I have seen some asphalt on the west side of the flyover. They still have to put in the guardrails on that side. But as soon as that gets done, hopefully everything's working to make everything going to happen by the end of the month. I mean, I know we'd love to see it open before now, but again, that's what we could do. But obviously, we've made a decision in house to go back to kind of some commuting for those individuals that we have that are in Santa Rosa because it's such a long way, and with the gas issue, we've sort of talked to directors about working with their staff and who can, if it's not mission critical and somebody can telecommute during this time period. Obviously, because of the challenges of how long that distance is, we've been trying to work with people within our employment area until we can get to next Monday, when hopefully some of this gas thing shakes out and we get back to some regular supply.
Last thing I want to bring up with you, Mr. Mayor, is I want to give your office credit. I don't know who is responsible for the credit, but as you know, I often go with Ocean Hour with my sons. We do their Bright Futures Hours, and we're cleaning up Bay Bluffs Park. Down at the beach, at the bottom of the boardwalk, you know, there's one entrance to the north and one entrance to the south, and then is the boardwalk a big U-shape down in the middle bottom of the U. Everybody tries to go to the beach from there. It was broken for a long time, and somebody had the foresight to install stairs and a guardrail so that you can go down at that little beach access right there. Brilliant, wonderful, should have been done years ago. Kudos to whoever decided that. Do you know who made that decision?
Well, that's over in our parks area, so we've been working on some of those things. We've been dealing with it. I, I see your stuff and talk about some of the garbage that's down there. We've had crews go down there. So we try to respond and try to get out there when we hear what's going on and keep things clean and keep the access available. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't know every time what's there, but sometimes that is one of the positive benefits of social media. When you can see issues that are problems, it's easier for you to address those with staff and get those things done.
Well, yeah, and in this case, it's a positive thing. This wasn't even the trash stuff. This was somebody built a stair, and great. It should have been done a long time ago. It's a wonderful thing. So I just wanted to give your office praise for that happening, improving public access down at the beach at Bay Bluffs Park. Mr. Grover Robinson, he is the mayor of Pensacola. Mayor, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
You take care, Andrew. Thank you very much.